We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
This is the year Texas needs to walk the walk after talking the talk.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Hurts brings something that no other Sooner on the roster has experienced, and that's a national championship.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship Game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Well, hello again. I'm looking at the Big 12 standings. As I speak to you, I'm actually staring at them. Leading at the top of the Big 12, Baylor and Oklahoma, both 6-0 overall, 3-0 in the conference. And here's a neat little note. Baylor and Oklahoma join just five other teams that have not allowed a touchdown after suffering a turnover. And they had their share of turnovers this weekend. Baylor with three of them, Oklahoma with two of those. Excuse me. But yeah, they haven't given up a touchdown afterwards. So interesting little stat there, interesting little nugget. Sooner wide receiver CeeDee Lamb was named the National Offensive Player of the Week. That came out Sunday from the Walter Camp Football Foundation. He finished with 10 catches, 171 yards, and three touchdowns in the fifth-ranked Sooners win over number 11 Texas, 34-27 in the Red River Showdown. Lamb had scoring receptions of 51, 27, and 1 yard. So, you know what, this actually might be a good time. Let's jump into the Making It Look Natural segment presented by Natural Light Seltzer, which is the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Let's just do it right away. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, 6% alcohol, Big 12 Meat Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. All right. Make It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer. 8 minutes to go in the third quarter of that Red River Showdown. A 10-10 game at that point, so Oklahoma dips into the trick playbook. And anything that ends with a pass to CeeDee Lamb is usually going to end well. This was incredible. A flea flicker, and then Hurts finds Lamb, who gets around five Longhorn defenders. This puts OU up 17-10.
Hurts has it. Handoff, flea flicker. Back to Jalen. Lob out. CD wide open. Caught at the 30. To the 25. Dancing midfield to the 20. Breaks a tackle. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! TD for CD! Oh, mama! And the Sooners answer. A 51-yard flea flicker touchdown from Jalen Hurts to CeeDee Lamb.
Toby Rowland on the call, making it look natural. Presented by Natural Light Seltzer. A beautiful play, CeeDee Lamb. The first offensive player and second overall in the Big 12 this season to earn the weekly honor from the Walter Camp Football Foundation. Lamb was even impressed with his own catch.
When I didn't really see the replay, but When I definitely heard it on the sideline. Like, it was a lot of guys around me, and it was just me. So, but I thought the guys were just being kind of, you know, just blowing my head up. But when I saw it on my phone, I was just like, wow, there was actually five guys around me. But it was really like two guys that actually tried to tackle me, and the other three were trying to contain me. But like I said, I just tried to make best of my opportunities. I like a one-on-one matchup with me any day.
You can't tackle him. You can only hope to contain him. CeeDee Lamb there. That's impressive. All right, let's look at this game. We'll go through. There were only three games last weekend. Let's go through some of the highlights as we go through this Red River Showdown. Sooners got started off quickly. CeeDee Lamb, fourth and goal from the one. Got some separation in man coverage. A quick strike by Jalen Hurts. It's 7-0.
Hurts looks back at the sideline, takes the football. Running to the right, Jalen looking to throw. Does. Lamb caught it. Touchdown! Sooners! CeeDee Lamb! And Oklahoma strikes first in Dallas.
And so then there's a three and out by the OU defense. Hurts trucking along, gets inside the Texas 10. I mean, this thing could have been 14-0 like that. And then the Texas defense comes up big, causing a fumble. They don't do much with it. A second punt. Now Hurts and OU slicing through Texas again. Hurts with a bad decision getting picked off at the goal line.
Out there now on third down, off play action. Here's Hurts scrambling right, got a lot of running room, looking. He'll try to turn the corner, still looking to throw, and does fire for the end zone, and it's intercepted. Picked off, bringing it out. Here's Brandon Jones. Jones trying to turn it outside to the 5, now to the 10, and knocked out of bounds. It started with the Longhorn pass rush, forcing Hurts to the boundary, and he threw on the run, ill-advised throw, and there was the senior from Nacogdoches, Brandon Jones, coming up with the interception, his first of the season.
That's Craig Way from the Texas side of things. They traded field goals. It's a 10-3 at the half. As Sooners, it easily could have been up 24-3. I mean, just a couple of critical turnovers there by Jalen Hurts, and that's the one thing that kind of concerns me as you look ahead for Heisman. The stats are there. Are those little turnovers, are those going to be the things that kind of does him in? So we'll see. Anyway, third quarter, Texas finds a breakdown. Big hole for their freshman running back. Here's a 58-yard run, sets up his touchdown to tie the game at 10.
Sam with the snap, and he'll turn and hand it to Johnson up the middle. Breaks the tackle. Here's Roshan to midfield. Johnson to the 40, to the 30. One man to beat outside, to the 20. Turns to the boundary, to the 10, to the 5, and close to the goal line. The freshman, Roshan Johnson, wrestled out of bounds at the 4-yard line. Turns, handoff to Johnson to the goal line, leaning over, and he is just shy. No, he's across. Touchdown, Texas.
All right, and then that's when we get the whole flea flicker thing, a field goal, OU up 10 again. Then you get Johnson with a 23-yard gain, a couple of penalties on OU, and then Ellinger got the Longhorns back to 20-17.
Ellinger has the snap, turns, and he will follow blocks to the goal line. Sam pushes across. Touchdown, Texas!
But it's like every time they just kind of got there, it was Hurts taking over again. This was another play that the way he threw it could have been dangerous, and then Lamb finishes it off.
Play action, Hurts back to pass. Has time now, he's lobbing late for CD, caught at the 10! Breaks away to the 5, he's still on his feet, and he pogos! Did he get in? Touchdown! How did he do that?
You know, the stats pretty lopsided in this game. OU, 511 total yards, just 310 for Texas. But they found a way to make it interesting. Just a crazy game. Even from the start, BFREF, Mike DeFee, handed out penalties to every single player as they kind of mixed it up in the pregame. Just the type of game that you would expect. And, you know, last week we were talking with Toby Rowland, and he talked about the burnt orange and the crimson and the bright blue sky. And, I mean, that's exactly what we had this past Saturday. Just an outstanding game. Both coaches kind of praising their defense. We'll start with Lincoln Riley.
Yeah, defense, they led the way without a question. I mean, it's sputtered some offensively in the first half, and the defense was just dominant, made the big plays when it counted. But the defense and the offensive line were, and CD, you know, they were the keys of the game. I mean, they were all outstanding and didn't do everything perfect. We fought our guts out and won it.
Tom Herman, not too happy with the Texas offense, but he thought that the way that the defense played made it a close game in the first half.
I thought our defense certainly kept us in the game in the first half. To hold that team to 10 points and a half and get two takeaways and to play as poorly as we did offensively, to be a one-score game at halftime, especially that low scoring, was a testament to you know, some very opportunistic defense. And
all right, so Texas suffers the loss. They come back. And in fact, we'll have another hot take later from Herman as he kind of talks about his defense. They needed to work on some tackling, and he takes some personal responsibility for that. So we'll hear from him later on in the show. Baylor over Texas Tech, 33-30 in double overtime. The Bears have the Big 12's longest current win streak that's still alive, a modest 8 games. Now, there was some controversy. There was the whole bad snap that should have been a turnover for Texas Tech. It wasn't. Baylor was allowed to score a touchdown, and getting that big play was Charlie Brewer.
First and goal from the 1 in overtime. Brewer will keep. Brewer, the push forward, and he's in. Touchdown, Charlie Brewer. The Bears score a touchdown on their first possession in overtime.
That's John Morris on the Baylor Radio Network. And then second week in a row that Vasher made a great play for Texas Tech. TJ Vasher coming up with a nice diving catch here on this lob throw from Jet Duffy.
And Thompson in the backfield. You're going to throw it again.
Ooh,
to Vasher. Vasher dives for it, makes the catch. And the official waiting for it. They're talking it over.
Vasher certainly dove
for it at the back of the end zone. That football looked like it was thrown way in front. Touchdown, Red Raiders!
Brian Jensen on the call. Trey Wolf's 35-yard field goal put Tech up 30-27, but Baylor had the final answer.
First and goal from the 5 for the Bears. A touchdown wins it for Baylor in the second overtime. Charlie Brewer with Hasty in the backfield takes the snap. Give to
touchdown.
Hasty. He's in! Touchdown, Jamichael Hasty. The Bears win in 2 overtimes over Texas Tech. The Bears are 6-0 on the season.
6 games, and they're bowl eligible already. Congratulations to head coach Matt Rhule.
I'll tell you the truth. First of all, it's a great thing. It's an honor to be bowl. We're an honor to be bowl eligible. I think the furor of that game, for it to go like that, I you know, at the end of the game, I'm just thinking about that. I was just thinking about this game, and just proud of our guys and proud of the guys stepping up. But you know, to one of our first goals every season is to be bowl champions, and it's a tremendous honor anytime someone invites us to come play in their bowl game. And so to be bowl eligible at this point in the season, I'll talk about it now since we did it. We've achieved half of that goal. You know, we want to be bowl champions. We go to bowl games planning to win, it is an accomplishment. It is an honor, and we're proud of that.
All right, impressive start for the Baylor Bears. Iowa State beat West Virginia 38-14. Breece Hall rushes for 132 yards and scores 3 touchdowns. He is the 3rd different running back to lead the Cyclones in rushing this season and the 1st to go over 100 yards. Here's a mashup of his scores.
So first and goal from the 1-yard line. Breece Hall stays in the game at running back. And there's the quick snap and the handoff to Hall. Left side run. Breece Hall fighting. Second effort. Gets him there. Touchdown, Iowa State. Breece Hall with his first career touchdown. And he did it with great second effort. First and 10 at the 12-yard line. Purdy out of the shotgun. Gives it to Hall, cuts it back up the middle, across the 5, still on his feet. Touchdown, Breece Hall! First and goal from the 1, under 2 minutes to play. Real Mitchell will give it to Hall. Off the right side he goes. And did he get in?
Yes.
He did. 3rd touchdown of the day for the freshman, Breece Hall.
John Walters on the call. Where did this kid come from? We're going to find out. We're going to talk with Todd Kim from Radio Iowa. He'll break down Iowa State and Hall's performance and what we can expect from them this week. They've got a big game at Texas Tech, 11 o'clock in the morning. So we'll also look at the other four matchups in the Big 12. That's all coming up, so stick with me. We'll have more. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place marked by uncompromising values and unrivaled spirit, where champions are crowned the right way in the only conference with no divisions, where everyone plays everyone and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where possibilities are unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and true potential is unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
I'm your third cup of coffee. You're stuck in your car on your way to the big game, and I'm stuck in your little bladder.
Hey, I can't wait to the next exit. Get off now!
And if you've got cut rate insurance, it's your bank account that could burst.
So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a cooler. You're driving to a tailgate, so you filled me up with ice and cans. But I pop open, you panic, and if you've got cut rate insurance, there might be a few less cans in your ice. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint, then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. Joining us from the great state of Iowa. By the way, before I get to our guest, I want to give a shout out to a couple of radio stations in Iowa. In Cedar Falls, KCNZ, 1650, The Fan. And in Cedar Rapids, you have Cedar Falls, and then you have Cedar Rapids, KGYM, 1600. Eastern Iowa's home for the Iowa State Cyclones. They carry Big 12 This Week. So shout out to you guys. Thanks for picking us up. And from Iowa, we bring in Todd Kim, the sports director from Radio Iowa. Todd, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
One of the early games this Saturday, Iowa State at Texas Tech. The Cyclones are 4-2 overall, 2-1 in the Big 12. Texas Tech 3-3 overall, 1-2 in conference play. They were a little upset with the overtime and the way that things ended there in Baylor. They lost in overtime 33-30, a controversial call, and Texas Tech's athletic director, Kirby Hokut, came out and just said, look, the Big 12 screwed up. We expect to hear from them. And the Big 12 conference ended up issuing a $25,000 fine and a public reprimand for coming out about that officiating error. Todd, did you see this one? The Baylor center snapped the ball into his backside.
It sure looked like it to me. It looked like the center thought the quarterback was under center, not in shotgun. And when he snapped it back to him, that's when the ball was loose and Texas Tech recovered.
Brewer from the shot. Ball gets down on the ground. Red Raiders have recovered. Red Raiders. Oh, there's a flag down. Are they going to call the Red Raiders for knocking the football before it was snapped? It looked like Tech recovered a fumble as the ball that was snapped got stuck on the ground.
Illegal snap on the center. 5-yard penalty, second down.
Ooh. Okay. Illegal as in it fell out of his hand. Hope we get a chance to see that one again.
And then they came back and gave the illegal snap penalty. So it,
yeah. You know, listen, I got to be careful. I don't know. Can I get fined by the Big 12 for talking about this? But, you know, to me, I get you got to protect the officials. But when they make a mistake, you should be able to vent your frustration as a school.
I think they're just trying to stop from going down a slippery slope. You know, you see all the time after basketball games where coaches say, you know, I can't speak about the officials, because I think they just don't want to go down that road where you see it time after time, having officials publicly criticized after virtually every game.
Yeah, and I get that. But this is what's aggravating to me. This whole instant replay thing. I mean, I'm sitting through football games that are taking me 4 hours to get through. And it's just, and we're checking almost everything. And this is the problem that I have with instant replay. Here's a situation where it's pretty obvious. And if you just use some common sense, you could look at replay and say, oh, you know what? Okay, hey, listen, we messed this up. That's actually Texas Tech's ball. That was a fumble. Every call an official makes is a judgment call. So to me, you waste all this time checking all of these plays in the first quarter, in the second quarter, and they're stopping and reviewing this. Oh, we're going to look at this touchdown. It's obvious it's a touchdown. And they're wasting all this time. And then you get a play like this that you can't review, and it probably affects the outcome of the game. And I know there's no perfect science to this, but I'll tell you what, I'll take human error, but just speed the game up a little bit. Maybe I'm too old school.
I don't think so at all. I mean, it's gotten to the point of being ridiculous. Look what's happened in the NFL. They allow you to challenge pass interference. Well, it got to be so ridiculous in the preseason, somewhere in the NFL office, they decided, we're not changing calls unless it's blatant, like what happened in the NFC title game. Now there's no sense in even throwing the challenge flag for interference anymore, because it got to be ridiculous. And, you know, you've got to draw the line somewhere. And that's the problem with replay. Where do you stop? You can watch back-to-back games on a Saturday, and it'll take up almost 9.5 hours of your day.
You know, they say, well, you correct some of the problems. Ah, you know what? Things kind of shake out, and, you know, the best teams still move on. And I think I'm being an old grumpy man. Get off my lawn, Todd. Get off my lawn, will you? anyway, I don't know. Lack of sleep. Yeah, I've had lack of sleep. I guess I'm just grumpy tonight. I don't know. Let's talk about Iowa State because they seem to have found themselves a new running back who came out of nowhere, Breece Hall. How did he start getting playing time? And just tell us a little bit about him.
Well, he's a freshman out of Wichita, about 6 foot. You know, they lost David Montgomery early to the NFL, who's now with the Chicago Bears. They really started out the season, Bill, with kind of a running back by committee approach. Kane Nwangwo opened the season hurt. He had a hamstring injury. So they really were using four or five different backs. But Breece Hall, because he practiced so well the last couple of weeks, Matt Campbell gave him a chance at West Virginia, and he really shined. I look at it, it's very similar to the way Brock Purdy emerged on the scene last year when they put him in after the first series in the first game of October at Oklahoma State, and they proceeded to pull off that upset, and it really changed the complexion of their offense. I think the addition of Breece Hall and the way he can run between the guards is something this team's been missing, and it may be what takes this offense to the next level.
You know, they've gotten off to a little bit of a slow start. At 4-2 and 2-1, as I mentioned, their record, is that kind of where people expect them to be, or should they be better? Where are the fans at right now at this point in the season, halfway through?
Well, I think there's no question that they felt like, you know, maybe the game at home against Iowa was winnable, and it certainly was, but they didn't get it done. You know, the game at Baylor was maybe a little bit of a surprise. I don't think people thought Baylor would be as good as they are this year. So that's a loss that, you know, could down the road come back to haunt them. They were picked for third in the Big 12. There were a lot of expectations. I think for the most part, they're right on track with that. And the key game's going to be if they can play clean, even if they lose at Oklahoma, which most people will expect them to. That game at home in November against Texas could have a lot of ramifications. And that's kind of what they were looking at before the season, Bill, because I really saw it as the game at home against TCU was a big swing game. And if they could get that, that would make that Texas game meaningful. And it still is. Now, the loss at Baylor could come back to haunt them, but certainly they're right in the hunt right now.
We're talking with Todd Kim. He's the sports director at Radio Iowa. We're talking about the Cyclones. They travel to Texas Tech this weekend. Talk about Brock Purdy a little bit. You mentioned that he, you know, kind of burst down the scene as a freshman. Now as a sophomore, does he look a little more comfortable? Beginning to kind of feel like this is his team, or has he always kind of been in that position? He's always kind of looked the part.
He has looked the part since they first put him in that game at Oklahoma State, and you know that's one thing you got to give Matt Campbell credit for. When he sees a young player excelling at practice, they're going to get him on the field, and that's what they did with Brock a year ago. He replaced Zeb Nolan after one series at Oklahoma State, proceeded to throw four touchdown passes, and that really was kind of the coming out party for that offense a year ago. The thing he's got, Bill, is his ability to run. They don't run him a ton, but his mobility, you watch them play. They force a team to really be careful about how they do their speed rush with their defensive ends because he's very good at stepping up underneath that defensive end and making something happen. And so his ability with his feet really gives them another dimension.
Texas Tech, a little bit of a surprise. I mean, new coach with Matt Wells, and then they lose their starting quarterback. You're not sure what's going to happen with Jet Duffy. And all of a sudden, this is a team that over the last couple of weeks, they hang around, they pull up some upsets, and they're playing some good football. This is going to be a really tight match. This is kind of a middle-of-the-pack conference matchup that could go either way.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, the thing you mentioned with Duffy is his ability to run has kind of given them a dimension they haven't had in the past. They've been, you know, traditionally more of a drop back passer, but his feet give them a chance to make some plays outside the pocket. And so it's a big game for Iowa State to go down there. This is one of those, I don't think you necessarily want to call it a trap game, but you're right. This is the kind of game if you're going to be in contention for Iowa State, you need to get this one on the road.
Let's talk. Let's do this. Let's take a little break. We'll come back. Let's just talk a little more Big 12 stuff in general since we've got you on the line. Does that sound good?
Sounds good. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Todd Kim from Radio Iowa joining us. More on Big 12 this week from Learfield IMG College.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Back on Big 12 this week. If you can't hear the show live, download it as a podcast. Go to Apple, a Google Podcast, Spotify. I think they even put it up on Big12Sports.com. Wherever you download podcasts, just search Big 12 this week. And if you'd subscribe, I'd appreciate it. Todd Kim is joining us. He's a sports director at Radio Iowa. He previewed the Iowa State-Texas Tech game for us. Just looking at the Big 12 in general, and you kind of see where the rankings are right now, and I know we're only halfway through the season, but can Oklahoma afford to lose a game and still be considered for the college football playoff?
They did last year, and they managed to still get in after losing to Texas. So, you know, once you lose a game, Bill, you're going to need some help. And last year, what really helped Oklahoma was that Ohio State lopsided loss at Purdue. That really helped Oklahoma get back in. I still think they could get in with a loss. Of all the teams right now in contention, this is just my opinion, of all the teams right now in contention, the one that I think can ill afford a loss is Clemson, because I don't know how many big games, big wins out there on their schedule with the ACC being a little bit down this year. So if Oklahoma stumbles, then you really have to look to the SEC. Are they going to get two in? And that would be, you know, probably the loser of the Alabama-LSU game. Do they finish the rest of the season unbeaten? And do they get in as that team that didn't make the conference championship game? So Oklahoma could get in with a loss, but once you drop one in this situation, you're going to need some help.
Yeah, I mean, I really only see one team from the SEC. You figure it's going to come down to Alabama, LSU, whoever represents the West. And then you would think Georgia, but Georgia got upset by South Carolina. And they've got Auburn and Texas Tech later on their schedule. You know, a team that could slide in the SEC East would be Missouri, which isn't all that far-fetched because they have a very easy schedule and they don't play a lot of tough teams in the West. The whole reason why I'm bringing all this up is if you get somebody in there like a Missouri, there's no way the SEC is going to get two teams in there. There's no way that a school like Missouri is going to make the college football playoff. So long story short, you've got one from the SEC. If Ohio State can keep rolling, either Ohio State or Wisconsin in the Big Ten, maybe, you know, Penn State, you got one there. Yeah, you're right about Clemson. So Oklahoma, if they can stay solid, they got a pretty good chance. So,
oh, I don't think there's any question. And, you know, the other factor is Notre Dame. You know, they lost that game to Georgia, which at the time looked like a really good loss. But now I think that hurts them. And the fact that Virginia hasn't been quite as good as what people thought. That seemed like that was a big win for Notre Dame, but now that doesn't look quite as good. So, you know, there's a lot of factors to go. And you know, this always happens where you get late in the year, those seemingly easy wins become harder outs. And suddenly you look up and somebody has taken a loss that just didn't seem conceivable at the time. So still a lot of football to play. But I think as long as Oklahoma stays unscathed here, they're going to be in.
And I think they still have room to grow and actually get better, too. So. Yeah, they'll be interesting to see how it plays out here for the Sooners. Now, I was doing this real quick through the break, so I'm not sure if I missed somebody, but I think Yale, Army, this is going back like into the 30s and 40s, and then Archie Griffin from Ohio State, and now OU, the only time that there's been back-to-back Heisman winners from the same school. Is there any chance that Jalen Hurts, that they could pull off a three-peat where Oklahoma wins the Heisman 3 years in a row?
I don't think there's any question he can do it. I mean, he's been outstanding. His ability to run, his throwing from the pocket has been really good. Now, he's got a lot of competition out there. And from my standpoint right now, Bill, if you look at who's had the biggest impact, I think Joe Burrow is at LSU. He's completely changed that team, which for years had been thought of as a great defensive team with an average offense. He's changed them into an outstanding offense. So he's having a great year. Jonathan Taylor at Wisconsin. You know, Justin Fields has had a great year at Ohio State, so there's plenty of competition. And we didn't even talk about Tagovailoa at Alabama, who's also having a great season. So a lot of competition out there, but I think Jalen Hurts certainly is going to be in the mix.
All right, so we're going to figure that Oklahoma is going to be in the Big 12 title game. I'm going to give you multiple choice. Baylor, Texas, or Iowa State? Who makes it as the second team?
Wow, that, you know, I think the fact I'll tell you this. I think the fact that Iowa State gets Texas at home gives them a really good chance. Because you know, Baylor, if they don't stub their toe, if they only lose to Oklahoma, they're in great shape. You know, so I really think it might come down to Iowa State hosting Texas in November.
Wow.
And what a great game that would be for the folks in Jack Trice Stadium. Baylor's shown, you know, Baylor's having a great, Matt Rule's done a great job when you consider what he took over down there. But if they stumble a couple of times, then it could come down to that Texas-Iowa State game.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. All right, well, there's a great hot take from Todd Kim. How about that? All right, we're going to keep our eye on that one, that's for sure. Todd, thank you so much for joining us this week, and we'll catch up with you down. Hey, maybe we'll catch up with you down in November. We get a little closer to that game. See ya.
We'll bring, that sounds good. Any time, Bill.
Yeah, we'll bring you back on. You can brag. How about that?
Oh yeah, and if it doesn't happen, don't have me back on. Okay.
We'll forget this conversation even happened. All right. Thanks, Todd. We'll have more right after this. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place marked by uncompromising values and unrivaled spirit, where champions are crowned the right way in the only conference with no divisions, where everyone plays everyone and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where possibilities are unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and true potential is unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday, and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan.
And the seasons never change, because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
I'm your third cup of coffee. You're stuck in your car on your way to the big game, and I'm stuck in your little bladder.
Hey, I can't wait to the next exit. Get off now!
And if you've got cut rate insurance, it's your bank account that could burst. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place where back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners speak to undeniable power, where champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion, where every team plays every other and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where pride is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
Welcome back. Big 12 This Week can be heard on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM Thursday nights starting at 7 Eastern and then Friday 11 Eastern on channel 375. All right, so we talked Iowa State at Texas Tech. One of the other early games at 11 o'clock Central Time, West Virginia at number 5, Oklahoma. News out of West Virginia, running back Tevin Bush has informed head coach Neil Brown that he will use his red shirt this season and enter the transfer portal. He's been dealing with a foot injury, and Coach Brown said that he just wants to get closer to home in New Orleans, and he's going to do everything he can to make that happen for him. So classy move there by Coach Brown. Quarterback Austin Kendall will not play unless he's 100% healthy. Neil Brown was making sure of that. Now, what we're not sure of is who's going to quarterback this game if it isn't Kendall. They turned to Jack Allison in the last game, or is it redshirt freshman Trey Lowe? Brown being kind of coy here.
So we've got a plan moving forward with quarterback position. Not something I want to sit there and talk about. If Austin can't go on Saturday, we've got a plan, and we'll move forward with that plan. Trey's getting better. But we thought Jack gave us the best opportunity on Saturday.
All right, look, he's not gonna tell. He's not gonna give Oklahoma anything to no heads up advance notice. So I understand what he's doing there. We talked a little bit about Oklahoma's defense. They wanted to improve from last year. That certainly appears to be the case. Bringing Toby Rowland back with us. Is it a surprise that the turnaround has happened this fast?
I think it's fair to say that I am surprised at how quickly Alex Grinch has appeared to get this defense to play this well. You know, I thought it was a good hire at the time. I thought that there was a concerted effort, a genuine effort by Lincoln Riley to want to play good defense. I didn't think he was just paying lip service to that. And I thought Alex Grinch had a good pedigree and a good plan. And they would be better defensively this year. But I honestly thought it would take a couple of recruiting classes to get to see this kind of improvement. What we saw Saturday against Texas was probably the most dominant defensive performance by an OU team since that win in Columbus against Ohio State. And that was the infamous game in which Baker Mayfield planted the flag. So it's been a while since we've seen defense like that. It was impressive.
Lincoln Riley was asked about Trey Sermon, who's third on the team with 45 rushing yards, four touchdowns. Said just couldn't get him. He saw quite a few plays, just couldn't get him. It didn't work scheme-wise, couldn't get him the ball. Says he's not hurt. That's just kind of the way that it worked out. And so nothing there with Sermon, so perhaps he sees some action this weekend. Again, 11 o'clock kick, West Virginia at number 5, Oklahoma. TCU at K-State, that is a 1:30 Central Time kick. The Wildcats haven't topped 150 rushing yards since the second game. TCU boasts the Big 12's best rushing defense, just a little more than 100 yards per game on the ground. So something has got to give here. Brian Estridge, we bring him along. TCU will face this K-State team that has struggled offensively. What corrections does TCU have to make over this bye week after they gave up 49 to Iowa State?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that got to happen, Bill. I think one is communication. Gary Patterson's been talking about that for the last week and a half, that he wants to see his defense, especially his safeties, communicating better, making sure that they're in the right call, making sure that they adjust when they see pre-snap motion. I think that's one of the priorities for this group. The other thing that he's talked about is he wants his group to have fun again, to be out there enjoying themselves, to play with a smile on their face at times. And you've seen teams around the country who've created whatever it is that they do for a defensive stop or a defensive play, whether it's a big gold chain or whether they're dragging around a big board, whatever it is. You may see TCU come up with something like that. I think they want to inspire these guys. I think they want to reward them, and I don't think that they felt like they were getting that before, and hopefully the effort pays off with that.
Some tough news for Kansas State. Coach Chris Klieman does not expect Malik Knowles to be healthy and in the lineup for this game. Obviously, the Wildcats' biggest deep threat. He missed all of the Oklahoma State game with a foot injury and only lasted two series against Baylor before limping off the field. So K-State kind of banged up trying to get their offense going. This could be a tough one against TCU, who's looking for a great bounce-back game. Again, 1:30 Central Time, the kick there. I'll tell you about a team that's banged up defensively. That's 18th-ranked Baylor there at Oklahoma State with a 3 p.m. Central kick. Baylor is 1-12 in their last 13 games at Boone Pickens. Senior linebacker Clay Johnston out for the season after suffering a knee injury in that Texas Tech game. He was their leading tackler, ranks third in the Big 12 at 9.7 per game, and he's fifth in the league with tackles per loss. In Baylor's last four games, he's averaged almost 12 tackles, so that's obviously a big piece that they're going to be missing. Sophomore Terrell Bernard will likely join Jordan Williams and Blake Lynch as the starting linebackers. And Bernard has started the first three games for the Bears this season. He's got 30 tackles, so it should be all right. Also, defensive tackle Bravion Roy and safety Chris Miller were banged up. Five sacks and 11 tackles for loss while forcing three turnovers. So they're banged up. OSU comes into this game refreshed and healthier. Dave Hunziker, the voice of the Cowboys, how do you expect the Cowboys to react after their loss to Texas Tech?
I'll be stunned if Oklahoma State doesn't come out with a lot of intensity. You know, it's one thing to go to Austin and lose to Texas in a closely contested game, but to go to Lubbock and have five turnovers and feel like really you were not in sync the entire day, played very poorly, never really had a chance to get in striking distance for the most part in that game, I think that's put this season into an entirely different context. Cowboys are sitting here 4-2. They have four of their last six at home. And I think to some extent they're sort of a looking around at each other saying, wait a second, we have the nation's leading rusher, Chuba Hubbard, who may be the best back in the country. We may have the best receiver in the country, Tylan Wallace. We don't want to be a team that wastes that. So some improvement needs to be made defensively. Spencer Sanders, a redshirt freshman quarterback, is growing up as he plays, and that's hard to do. He had all five turnovers against Texas Tech, but historically, Oklahoma State, in these types of games that are really almost must-win games, historically under Coach Gundy, they've done very well in these types of games and played very well.
All right, that'll be number 18, Baylor at Oklahoma State. Again, that's a 3 p.m. kick. We'll take a short break, come back, and we'll hear from Texas head coach Tom Herman, who's kind of taking some blame for poor tackling by the Longhorns. That's coming up. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a cooler. You're driving to a tailgate, so you filled me up with ice and cans. But I pop open, you panic, and if you've got cut-rate insurance, there might be a few less cans in your ice. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint, then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
You can listen to Big 12 this week on TuneIn under College Sports Now. Kansas at number 15, Texas. That's a 6 o'clock game Central Time on Saturday. We'll get a chance to see new offensive coordinator Brent Dierman for the Jayhawks. Tom Herman says they certainly have to work on their tackling. It was glaring. I think that was a good word to use for that, glaring mistakes by the defense, and Herman takes a lot of blame for that.
The answer is yes. They were glaring. Really good athletes. We've got good athletes, too, that need to be able to tackle better, and we've got to teach them how to do that. So even though we weren't in pads yesterday, did spend a good 10, 15 minutes working. There's still drills you can do in tackling in terms of angles and leverage and all of that. So and we'll tackle live in practice tomorrow, and you know, again, we're so banged up, you know, and defensively it was not a great decision on my part, you know, in retrospect, to limit the tackling these last few weeks in practice. And it showed, and we're going to have to find a way to keep our guys healthy, but also get some quality reps because we need to improve in that area.
Texas will be without defensive end Malcolm Roach for the first half after a targeting penalty, and they'll be without defensive back Chris Brown, forearm fracture. He needed surgery. Herman says he'll be out 6 weeks. We'll be back with more. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Here's an interesting stat that I found. Iowa State is 9-0 in the month of October over the last three seasons, joining Alabama as the only two teams to remain unblemished during that span. How about that? All right, so listen, I'm going to go with Iowa State over Texas Tech. Give me Oklahoma over West Virginia. I'm going to take TCU at K-State. Give me the Horned Frogs. Oklahoma State, I'm predicting a win. I just think Baylor's defense is banged up, so I'm going to go Oklahoma State and then Texas. So my picks this week, Iowa State, Oklahoma, TCU, Oklahoma State, and Texas. I think that's pretty easy. The Baylor-Oklahoma State one, that could be kind of close. But, again, I think that defense is kind of banged up there for Baylor, so it'll be an interesting challenge for them. Men's basketball preseason awards, Udoka Asabuki was named the preseason player of the year. This was voted on by the Big 12 head coaches. Chris Clark from Texas Tech, the 6'6 senior, is named the preseason newcomer of the year. And Oscar Tshiebwe of West Virginia, 6'9 forward, is the preseason freshman of the year. How about that? So I want to thank David Jordan, Big Perm, for playing our commercials for us. No playoff baseball. He decided to show up this week. How nice of him. So great job by him. Nice to have him running the controls for us. I appreciate you listening, and we will talk to you again next week. I'm Bill Pollack. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College. Have a good one.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship Game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.